It kicked off at Nakiwa Rural Service Center, which is ward number 14 of UMT Road District Council. I don't think it's correct to say it must kick off on all the wards in the country. It is impossible. They have to identify certain wards and move to other wards gradually. They can't kick off all the wards in the country. It's impossible. They don't have the manpower.
Some people are complaining that there was not enough publicity on this program. What's your take on this?
Well, in the communal lands, most of the publicity is done through schools. But when schools are closed, the office of the registrar general in Mutawatawa got hold of the traditional leaders, the chiefs, the headmen and the sabuku, and also the councillors in the district. They were alerted by the office of the registrar general. So the whole thing kicked off very, very smoothly.
There are complaints from other areas that people are required to produce a letter from the village head or sabuku to confirm that they live in that area. But the cabinet said people should just go and register. How is this being handled in your area?
Well, in our area, we have been following what is in the Electoral Act. The Electoral Act of Zimbabwe provides that if you are to register in any place, you must produce some form of proof that you are a resident of that particular area, because our elections are all the best. So these people, they produce a letter from the headman, which is very easy to get. You get it free of charge.